Praise the Lord. Can you say praise the Lord?
Praise the Lord.
Pass the ammunition. That's right, yeah. I'm Heinz Wegener, and I am not an heir to the Heinz ketchup magnet industry, although I do like Heinz ketchup. And so, in fact, they've even, because we've been here so long, if you look at your little tray on the table, they put my name on there. So I'm just saying, they, anyway, moving right along. Did you see that Heinz on the tray? You don't have a tray? This is the Norcross Fellowship Luncheon. We've met pretty much every week since 1985. The purpose is to provide a platform for a businessman to share his testimony and how that works in the marketplace. We try to remain denominationally inclusive and politically neutral and just keep the focus on Jesus and how he's impacted the life of a businessman. One of the interesting stories in the Bible that a guy named Bill Johnson, who wrote a really great book called The Way of Life, was pointing out that the insane man in the, I guess, the Gadarenes or something, where Jesus went to him and delivered him, and the demons asked to be in the pigs, and so 5,000 pigs ran off the side of the hill, and it's a lot of demons, and were killed. Well, the man was totally delivered. He put on his clothes. He, just was excited about Jesus. And so he said, "Let me go with you." Jesus said, "No, stay here. Stay here." Yeah, I said, "Tell people what happened to you." Well, almost all the people in town, when the pigs went off the cliff, wanted Jesus to get out of there. They didn't want him to stay. Well, a few months of this guy sharing his testimony, and next time Jesus came, everybody came back and wanted to hear Jesus. And that's the power of a testimony. In fact, as Bill Johnson pointed out, he said this guy wasn't sent to seminary school or cemetery, whichever, wherever you are in that, but he wasn't discipled, he wasn't coached, he wasn't anointed by the elders. He was just told, Jesus just told him to go back after an hour of being delivered and tell people what happened to him. And I believe that is the same power of a testimony today. And that's why Larry Schrader and I are so passionate to have continued this for almost 34 years. Stacy Burton is visiting us from a long way away in Big Canoe. He got out of his canoe today and decided to join us. So please welcome Stacy as he opens for prayer, and then Larry will share. Stacy Burt.
So good to be back. I've been out with a creeping crud, gave it to my wife, gave it to the granddaughters. So you know what kind of trouble I'm in. And I was about 30 miles from my granddaughters, so... So excited to be back here, and we have moved a long way away, but that's not the reason I didn't make it. But I am so excited today when I walked in and saw not Don, but Brian, his son. And I was so disappointed last week or week before last that I had missed because of illness. I think that was what it was. I don't want to lie at the NFL. But lightning come through. But what a special person Brian is. A lot of talent. Look forward to seeing and being with him a lot more. Let us pray, please. Our Father, thank you for the opportunity to be here, and thank you for all that Heinz and Larry does every week to get us ready to go and to help us stand up for you and keep doing your work and help leading and thinking and moving right along in your way. Father, we pray for those who are not able to be here today and who might be ill, and we pray for them and their families, and we just lift you up. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Yeah, that makes me think that bad news travels fast. That crud you're talking about traveling 30 miles or so? Boy, it's all over the place today, the bad news. Well, I don't want to get on the political side of things. But we see in our government desperation on a lot of different levels. And I hate it that they're spending our tax money on what they're spending it on. But on to something better than that. Biblical imperatives, apart from biblical thinking, result in short-term obedience and long-term frustration. I heard somebody say part of that, and I've spent time thinking about it more today and thinking about biblical imperatives. Stay with me a minute. I'm going somewhere with this. Apart from the biblical thinking, we can read those directions in the Bible and merely read them and not really think about it, and it really not get into us and be part of us. Result, if we don't let it be part of us, result in short-term disobedience. So even though we understand it while we're reading it or talking with someone else, we can go right out and disobey unless it really enters our thinking and becomes part of our being. I think that's the really important part about staying away from the frustration when we look and see others able to be the right kind of Christian and enjoy the blessings of God's favor. If we're not careful, we will focus on that to the point that we get frustrated that we can't seem to get there. And it's encouraging to me as I read Paul couldn't get there either. And as we talked about Peter, ready aim, ready fire aim, as Hines has said with Peter. I was thinking about Hines many times. He'll say something right in the middle of what I'm trying to do. And I was thinking about that this morning. That's the reason I had on the top of my brain there, stay with me, I'm going somewhere, expecting you to interrupt with something. I often part of what I do is pause and pretend to lose my place, to put emphasis on that interruption. No, that's part of what we do in establishing relationships or negotiating deals. We pause to put emphasis. Instantly, quiet is really something useful when we're trying to make a point with someone. If we'll ask a question, you know, one of the main questions that they teach you to do, if you were to die today, do you know where you would go? And it's hard to not follow up too quickly. Give it some time to think. And that's what I do on Wednesday morning as I think about these things and tie it to events that have taken place even yesterday. Sergio Ayala and I were meeting with a motel owner. He's wanting to sell his property. And as we met with him and he talked about his Mercedes that he likes and how he buys a new one every 4 or 5 years. He didn't say a new one. He said, I buy another one every 4 or 5 years. And he's got a connection that he buys them from. The guy goes out and finds them. And I was thinking, is there anybody in here who drives Mercedes? Stacy, you used to have a blue one. I remember that. Yeah. Well, you know, I've always liked the looks of those Mercedes and thought about I ought to try one sometimes. And for years, I always went back and bought a Jeep Grand Cherokee, because it was so much less. And so the last time I bought a car, the Grand Cherokee was so expensive that I bought a Kia Sorento. Now, I'm not driving a Mercedes, because I made the choice that I wouldn't feel right putting that much money in a vehicle, because all it is an expense anyway to me. But everybody doesn't feel that way. I had a Mercedes owner tell me recently, he said, man, it cost me $350 every time I have the oil changed. I said, that's the reason I'm buying, driving the Kia. You know? I think about that and think about the decisions we make. Just like in our spiritual life, in our workplace, the biblical principles that I mentioned a while ago should be something that causes us to make decisions that are consistent with those principles that we understand. Our thinking should be, if that doesn't measure up to what God would have me do in His plan, I don't need to be about that. As Sergio and I were coming back, I thought about a piece of property that we had talked to Bob Johnson about, and I said, I'm going to call Bob and see what he's doing. And I called him, and he's, hey, Larry. I said, Bob, how you doing? He said, well, I'm not doing too well. My oldest son died. I said, oh, I'm sorry about that, Bob. He said, yeah, he just went to sleep, and they think he died about 3 o'clock in the morning. I said, Bob, I am so sorry to hear that. Is there anything I can do? He said, you pray for us. I said, I'm going to do that, Bob. He said, that property, I've got somebody from out of state that's coming next week to look at it. They heard that it was for sale. I said, well, he said, I'll check with you next week. And I said, well, Bob, we'll be praying. And I hung up. It was on the phone in the car, the Bluetooth. And I thought, well, I need to pray right now. I would do that if Sergio wasn't with me. But why not do it while he's with me? So I said, Sergio, I told him I'm going to pray, and I don't want to forget it. Let's pray. I'm going to pray for Bob. I pray for Bob and his son, his family, his son's family.
Could you close your eyes?
No. Stay with me, Larry. I'm going somewhere.
I thought as well.
That reminds me, we were going up to Tennessee, and Mark's last name. He used to come here. He and I were driving, and he said, let's pray. And I dodged something in the highway, and he looked over. He said, oh, man, that scared me. I thought you closed your eyes while I was praying. All right, getting back to where I was going, see how interrupting that is, Larry? When we discover what we really value, we're prone to settle for what we really want. This Mercedes. What I really value is to not overwhelm people or be, somebody's got the name in lights. On my real estate card, I don't have a single designation on there. And I've got a bunch of designations where I've been, but I'm not going to boast about that. I want a relationship with people where I can prove myself to them and establish relationships. The scripture I read this morning in Romans 1 says, therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. I believe there are more temptations now than ever before. Not necessarily to sin, as we would call sin, but to get our mind off God. It is really easy when you've got a congressional hearing going on one network and you've got another hearing where you got the president's former lawyer, that hearing going on another. They offer things that are so distracting. They know how to market these things. They know how to market Mercedes and the things that really make you think, man, I'd like to try that out. That makes me think of Disney World. I always felt like that it'd be great if just Deborah, my wife, and I could go to Disney World. And we did it. And I'm not going back to Disney World. Those things that I thought I would really enjoy, I mentioned here after I got back, I just don't have the stomach for those roller coasters anymore. It's not as it once was. But you know what it did? It put that away forever. Sometimes we have to experience those things to see that that's not what we really value. And it's okay to be looking at those things and try them out as long as it doesn't separate you from God's will for your life. And so many times you get into it and recognize it's not, and you keep going. You keep going many times because of somebody else's influence. Because somebody else thinks you're doing a good thing. I had somebody come to me at the Real Estate Fellowship breakfast yesterday. In fact, he didn't come to me. He took part in the meeting, and after I got finished, he said, "Larry, I think you ought to start a church. I'll be your first member." And I'm sort of shocked. That's not what I do. This is what I do. That, you know, and I thought about it this morning. That real estate meeting had people in it that had a common connection, and that being the real estate business. We had a lawyer. We had different people that did different things with the real estate business. And the guy that spoke there, I'm going to have him come speak here. That's the first time he had ever done that. First time he had ever shared his testimony. He said, "I'm not very evangelic as a Christian. This is the first time I've really outwardly talked about my Christianity." That's not what Jesus said do. He said take the gospel to all parts of the world. And he was not talking to the 12. He was talking to us, all that choose to follow him. We should not be shy about it. At the same time, we don't have to be obnoxious. We don't have to be ridiculous in the way we present it. But there are possibilities every day. There are opportunities for us to share something that will be meaningful and let people know where we stand in our relationship with God. We can merely do it by saying, "I didn't close my eyes, but I prayed as I was with Sergio." And this morning, that meant a lot more to me than it did while I was doing it yesterday. Because I recognized that that was something Sergio had probably never seen before. Somebody immediately pray when you ask for prayer. It's okay for me to be different. It's okay for me to believe what I believe, even if you don't quite believe it. See, I've had to make that adjustment with the multicultural business world that we operate in. We can indeed live by these biblical principles and not compromise, but just let people know that we have those principles. This guy we met with, he had called on another piece of property I had listed. And I invited Sergio to go with me. You know, the story about Sergio understanding the technology, it's working perfectly. And I believe that so many times, we, like in the car yesterday, had I not done that, I would have had an uneasy feeling. Because I know that when God directs me, if I don't follow through and do something, there's some anxiousness inside. And it can cause you to lose your peace. If you don't, after you understand what you should do, if you don't do it, you're inviting Satan in to steal your peace, as a matter of fact. You know, we have that choice. And we have the choice of being who we should be, whether it be here, in the marketplace, at church, or wherever we should be what God's called us to be. And you can find out. You spend time with him, you spend time in his word, and you'll understand exactly what your role is. Let's praise the Lord together.